out.
Hello, my name is JD Douglas, conducting a very special interview for Diversity Business with one of the leading agents in London. You might have heard the term break a leg, but in reality, this agency is called Break a Leg, and it's ran by a lady called Rima Baker. Remember the name Rima Baker. If you haven't heard of Rima Baker before, I can assure you, you will in fact be hearing a lot about Rima Baker in the future. Good afternoon, Rima.
Hello.
Welcome to this interview. First of all, let me thank you for agreeing to do this interview with us, a Diversity Business. First of all, you run an
agency.
Okay, good. Tell us a bit about your agency.
Well, we started in 2001, and we do all sorts of work. We do whether commercials, we do films, television. We put our clients up for different auditions, such as EastEnders, Emmerdale, Hollyoaks, Game of Thrones, all the big, we get lots of a big casting that comes in and we put our clients up. But of course, it's up to the clients whether they get the job or not. I can't do the audition for them. I can just recommend them and see whether the casting director wishes to see them. So that's what we do.
What about theatre? I mean, do you send your clients for theatre work as well?
Yes, we do. We've got a young lady at the moment called Jennifer Leong, who's done a 2-year for the Globe, doing a world tour, doing Hamlet. We've had, because we do represent children as well, and one of our little ones was in Billy Elliot in the West End. And someone the other day went up for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and so on. We get lots of casting, but of course, as I say, I can't get the jobs for the, whether it's the adults or the children. They have to go up there and do their thing and get the jobs.
Can you tell us how you started as an agent?
Well, I used to work for a lady called Anna Shares. Oh, quite a long time ago. And I was with Anna for about 3 years, and Anna got sick. And because it was hers was a charity, they decided they'll take it away from her. So I didn't feel like I wanted to stay there. So I took some children to LA to do a thing called Trading Places, and for the BBC. While I was there, the group said, you know, what are you going to do? And I said, I haven't got a clue. So they said, why don't you start your own? And I said, that's the point. I'll think about it. So I came back, started looking for premises and things like that, doing research and whatever. And then one day, someone called me and they said, you don't know who I am, but someone from the BBC gave me your, Rachel from the BBC gave me your name and said that you're doing blah, blah. I said, okay. And basically that's how it started. Before that, I went to see an accountant and I told the accountant how much money I had and what I wanted to do. And the accountant said to me, well, actually, I don't think you can do that. You'd have to wait till you get some more money and then come back and see me. And I said to him, all right, but if someone tells me I can't do something, then I'm going to do it. I can understand why he said that, because it, the beginning, once I got the premises, which had lots of stuff already there, like fax machine, desks, tables, papers, folders, all sorts. I hear what he was saying, but if I'd waited, then I wouldn't have got that space anyway. So it's always good, you know, to just go with it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then at least you tried.
So you were discouraged initially, but you overrode that. What were some of the other problems that you might have had when you first started?
Well, I don't like that word problem. I don't like problem. I say issues, because I can't solve problems. But if there's an issue, you can deal with it. You know, you can overcome the issue, but problem you can't really, you know. So even with my clients, if my clients say to me, oh, the problem is, I just say to them, that's it. Okay, fine. And then they'll say, but what was the audition for? And I said, you've got a problem. I can't, you've got a problem. What, if you knew what it was, if it was someone wanted to see you to do a feature film in the States, you all of a sudden, the problem would disappear. No, you've got a problem, so forget it, you know. But I mean, I, as I say, I don't look at things as problems. Whatever it is, I deal with it. I find a way of overcoming it, you know. So
now I know nothing about running an agency. Can you give our listeners a rough idea of what is involved on a day-to-day basis? Because we, those of us from the outside, we do not know what to do. So can you give us a little snippet of what happens in an office, an agency like yours for actors?
Well, what happens is, whether you've, most of the people who've gone to drama school, they have shows, they have showcases. I go to the showcases and see the different people because they do little 5-10 minutes drama. And I get them in, I audition them. With the audition, if they sing, they have to do a chorus and a verse of a song, and they have to do like a monologue, and then I get them to do some other bits and pieces, and then I'll write to them afterwards and say to them whether I'm going to take them on the books. If I take them on the books, they have to go to, they must keep up with the training. As I say to them, you don't get tennis players that just play on the day that they have tennis. You don't get footballers that just play when they've got a match. They have to keep up with the training. It's like anything else, pianists, whoever. You have to keep it fine-tuned that when you go for your audition, you're ready. There's a million of actors out there, and unless you are really good at what you do, it doesn't matter about how pretty you are or what have you. You might get your feet in the door because of your, because your good looks or what have you. But if you go in there and you can't cut the mustard, forget it. They're not going to give you the job, and it's as simple as that. And another thing we do, so it's normally 10 till 6, that's the office hours for agents and things like that. But of course, that doesn't say anything where I'm concerned. You know, I'm still working 10 o'clock at night, but I love what I do, so that's why I do it. Anyway, you get submissions in from different places. It's like buying a newspaper, it's like buying a newspaper, and there's adverts for different jobs in there, and the person that apply for the job, or it's like any other agent reads employment agents or what have you. What happens is the jobs comes up because we subscribe to certain things. They send the jobs in, and they, you have a breakdown, and it tells you exactly what they're looking for, what age. Sometimes they even hire someone. They say they have to have nice teeth, nice hands, or whatever, and you know on your books you've got a certain, these people. So you look at it, you say, okay, you're going to put a couple of people up for this. And then what happens, they'll call you, the casting director will call you and say, yes, I want to see Joe Bloggs tomorrow at such and such a time, such and such a place. And then you call the clients, you tell them, you send them an email with all the breakdown that they can see exactly what the synopsis is, what the character breakdown, so they know. And then they go for the audition, and sometimes they have recalls, and then sometimes they get the job, and then that's good for everybody, really.
You mentioned a very interesting point, which is that a footballer trains before the day of the match, a concert pianist does do work before they're going to do a concert. So in terms of acting and your agency, what do you do in getting them ready for those auditions?
Well, we're quite unique in the sense that we run drama workshops for the children and the adults. The adults are on a Sunday for a couple of hours, and in fact it's most of the times it's longer than, say, 2 hours. We train them in how to do get ready for auditions. So we give them monologues or what have you, which they have to. And sometimes we do mock auditions, wherein we have a panel and people, they do their piece, and then we give them constructive criticism of how that went, whether we'd give them the job or not. We do miming. We do all different sorts of stuff in the workshops on a Sunday. So I'd like all my clients to attend. And, you know, there's other workshops. Okay, we only run that one workshop on a Sunday. You know, if someone's really, if they're hungry for it and it's something that they really want to do, they should be finding out, going to the theater, watching films, you know, finding out about other workshops that they should attend. The more string you got to your bow, the better it's going to be for you. When these breakdown comes in, sometimes they don't, because there's so many actors out there, they'll ask for someone who can tightrope, for instance. But it's not that they want really someone to tightrope. They want to whittle it down, because there was a casting on EastEnders, and contacts there said for one character they had about 500 applicants for this one casting, you know. So someone has to look through all of that, and they have three piles. They have a pile that they're going to see, a pile that is maybe, and a pile that they're just been. So, but they have to look through every one, because if they just took up a pile of it and just threw it in the bin, the one that maybe that was right for that job, they might have thrown that person in the bin without looking at it. So they have to look at it. So when they will say, okay, they want someone who can tightrope, it's not that they necessarily want someone, then they won't get 500 people. They'll get maybe 30 or whatever. And then when you go for the audition, my clients will say, oh, well, they didn't ask me to do that. No, they didn't ask you to do that, because they just wanted a smaller pile to look at.
Now, how do people hear about your agency? Because I notice on your wall in your office, we can see people of all shapes and sizes, all different races, creed. So how do you think people hear about your agency?
There, in fact, there's a book called Contact, and in Contact, they have a list of all agents. They have casting directors. They've got a rehearsal space. They've got producers, directors, all sorts of in there. And because it's called Break a Leg, we're B, so it's more the beginning of the alphabet. So everybody sees Break a Leg. Before, people used to send in by post their CV and headshot. Now with the computer, they'll send an email in asking, say they're looking for representation, and you know, can they be represented by us, or is our books open? Because of course you can't take everybody on, so you really have to, the same way the casting director has to whittle it down, the same way the agents has to take on only the people that are really, you know, some people's got just, they're born with that talent. But even if you're born with that talent, you still have to keep tweaking it. There's little things that you need to tweak, that you have to go to workshops or what have you. You know, and even it might be something you know, but you just need someone to keep repeating it to you, that you know when you go for your casting, you are ready.
Now, I noticed that there's also on the wall a big map, and it says the Precinct Theatre. What's the difference between Break a Leg Management and the Precinct Theatre? Because I believe you started both of them.
Yes. Break a Leg, of course, is the agency, as I said. The Precinct Theatre is a theatre which we started around about the same time. We used to have our own theatre in Packington, but of course, with all this regeneration, all the rest of it, we lost that space because they wanted to build affordable houses. But we won't go into that at this moment. If you Google it, I'm sure there's stuff on there if you wanted to find out more about all that. So we, as I say, we run workshops, and sometimes what we do is we put on shows. Now we haven't got our own space. We have to find somewhere that we can hire or what have you to put a show on. When they do their workshop on a Sunday, they rehearse as well if they want to be in whatever the production we're putting on. And when we put the production on, we normally like to get people in, like casting directors and directors and stuff, to come and watch the show, because sometimes there's people there that they'd like to, you know, they'd like to be their mentor or whatever.
Now, you mentioned the word mentor. I don't know if you can speak about this particular incident or this particular person, but I do believe that one of your very promising actors was, in fact, was being mentored by a very well-known director. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I don't know. As I said to you before, there's a lot of stuff on, whether it's on the website or what have you. I don't like to sort of
name drop.
Yeah, and brag about these things, because some of these people, as I know, this person's quite a private person as well, so I'm not going to mention any names. But no, a director was at one of our show, and there was a promising young actor, as you just mentioned, and she took her on because she could see that she's got potential. And she was mentoring her to get her into drama school, basically. Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're looking for an agency that cares not only about your career, but about your social life, but also your development, because as you've heard, I'm a break-a-leg, do Sunday classes. And I've been told you don't need to be an actor, or you don't have to be on their books, but you can, in fact, attend. Can you tell us where your classes are held on a Sunday, if anybody wants to?
They're held at Popham Community Centre, which is in Islington, off Essex Road. It's only people that are really serious and want to do this. Otherwise, it's no point. It's no point coming, because a lot of the actors that do come, they're professional actors. So if you come, you'll be working with professional people, and it's not like you'll be saying, oh no, I can't do this. So you just have to throw yourself in it. And everybody's quite friendly and nice. So, you know, it's normally a good class, and people say that they get a lot from it.
Now, we mentioned your lovely world filled with actors. At the particular moment in time, are there any serious, of course, any particular type of actors you might be inclined to be searching out for at the moment, so that are they listening, they can in fact get in touch?
Well, as I said, you know, we go to a lot of showcases, people coming out of drama school. We are a bit thin on the ground for young black actors, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because they don't take it seriously enough, or what the case may be. But yeah, young black actors, whether male or female, we don't seem to have a lot of. And I think there's a thing called Spotlight, which most actors should be, if you're a serious actor, you should be on it. And a lot of the black ones don't seem to, they seem to think it's, you know, it's going to come easy, and they're not on Spotlight, and it's just a lot more hard work if someone's not on Spotlight. So maybe that's why I don't have a lot of young black people.
And final question, how do you see the future of the agency Break a Leg?
Well, in fact, what I know, because as I'm sure you can tell, that I'm a pretty determined type of person, I know what I want to happen is at least two or three people in whether a soap for a 6 months contract or what have you. That's my aim at this moment in time. And of course, you know, lots of big commercials with paying lots of money, and yeah. Of course, that's not everything.
And if somebody wanted to contact you, can you give us the office telephone number and an email address?
They can send me an email to agency@breakalegman.com. It's best to do that than, you know, because my clients, my priority is my clients that I have got at the moment. So if someone is ringing up and taking up my time or our time, whoever is in the office, send an email. Any questions you need to ask, ask on the email, and we will get back in touch with you.
Well, I'd like to thank Rima Baker for this very informative interview. And on behalf of Diversity Business, we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.